faccio stare le pulce davanti a me in realtà.
Well, she come here, do you have like a PCP or something like that?
Oh, no, I don't have a PCP.
Okay, that's behind you. That was a long time ago. Yeah. Concerned about the strep the other day. So when you had to look up in the past, a while ago, did you have blood work back then? How long has it been since you had it? When I was at that.
Probably over 3 years.
Well, I'll be looking in. Back on the weekend. So Dr. Jahari is going to be here Saturday morning, but I would say maybe it's going to be a good idea to come in and we can do ultrasound, we could draw blood, we can come in fast and we could draw your blood and some other things. It would be just kind of a general checkup, and that's a good idea. One problem is as you get older, and, you know, because of your weight and everything, your knees are going to get worse. You've got use on your side, right? You're 24. Then as you get older, you can have more new problems and things like that. Your weight's been about the same for 2 years now, would you say?
Well, I actually had lost a bunch of weight about 2 or 3 years ago. I got down to like 180, 185. And then just over the course of time,
what did you keep down to that? That
is
real good.
I just kind of started walking and then just went from there. Whenever I plateaued, I hit the gym, and whenever I hit the shed, I just kept going. But then my gym closed, and then I went to a new gym and I hurt myself. So then that kind of put everything on hold.
2 years ago?
About
a year and a half. Yeah, that. Okay. Well, that's the way to do it. That's a healthy way to do it. If you want to, you have to pace yourself so you don't get hurt. It's like a sustained effort, walking, exercising, and routine within reason, whatever you can be comfortable with. It's kind of hard this time of year. Have you been swimming or working in the gym, not in the gym, I guess, but you're trying to cut your portions out with things you know. You've done it before, that's a lot of weight, you know, before, so maybe not so big as to just try to have more long-term plan is a good place to start and be getting blood work and stuff like that and seeing how everything is. You did that before, you know, a couple of years ago, you did exercise before. But I'm just going to make a note here, I can even make out how that works. If you came in, they call you to ask, Dr. Jahan to see you, do the ultrasounds, and then he's like a retired intern, so what you've done already, you've proven it works, right? You already know it works. Sometimes life goes on, but, you know, it's always
Can we go for a moment for the kitchen, please?
No, please. you know?
Yeah, might as well go.
Oh, you blood pressure's up to 90 medicine?
Yeah, I went out last week and I was out of town. And I thought when I got back in town I'd get some more, but I couldn't wait till tomorrow the next day. Mm-hmm. I gotta go with my eyeballs.
I know, your blood pressure's a little high. And, I'll give you something like a pill to take to try to bring it down. I can give you a shot. It's like a, it's not like a pain shot. It's like Advil in a shot. It works real well. It's a headache. I should knock out the headache and keep something to help bring your blood pressure down and get you back in the medicines.
Okay.
That's not okay. We'll see him again in about 15 minutes.
Hold on, 15?
Yes. Check his blood pressure too.
Okay. After giving the shot or right now?
No, in about 15 minutes.
Okay.
Go ahead and give him a shot.